And we're off. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to motherfucking Cumtown. We got a fucking special-ass motherfucking guest. Big Dick Danny Soder.
Oh, man. He's I want back, you to baby. Intro me in every room.
I like that Danny. Everyone has the same nickname.
No,
is it always Big Dick?
Yeah,
first
or
of all,
Why Dick.
Why Dick Willie. Big Titty Amber.
Yeah.
Someone had a big pussy. I don't remember who. Yeah. But
big puss? I don't think a big pussy's a compliment.
Some, it's not a compliment. It's a truth,
no, just
man.
On the outside, dog.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean loose. Yeah. It's just got like,
thick lips.
Yep. It's a big Homer Simpson pussy.
Yeah.
There's a subreddit called, I think it's r/simps. Yeah. It's just women with pussies that look like Homer Simpson.
Oh, I've seen plenty of those pictures.
That one's good.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
But that would almost look like it's just swelling at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they can draw the little fucking eyes on
fighter
it.
Fighter eye?
Looks good. And then maybe you fuck a girl like that, it looks like Homer's giving you head.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know? Yeah.
I mean, of course it looks like that, you know?
Yeah.
Cock.
Hell yeah, dude. If
Homer, you just did that while she's Homer's sucking, little, yeah. while you're fucking her, you're going, cock.
Cock. Marge.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Marge. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah. Oh, don't. Yeah, yeah. As you come.
I love getting my dick sucked.
You don't.
I'm trying to get into Homer. Yeah. I haven't done him in weeks. So I'm having trouble
here. You'll be good. Also, no, what? We don't have another mic, so Adam is just going to...
We're doubling up, man.
They're sharing microphones. I like sharing my wife with Lenny and Carl. Marge, you have
Swinger
to fuck
Homer.
Them.
Yeah.
You're
they're
just
my
friends.
You're doing this wild fantasy, and she's like, dude, I know we met on Bumble. This is fucking strange.
Oh, stop making me fuck Smithers, Mr. Burns. I don't want to fuck him.
But Marge, please.
I don't want to fuck Ralph. It's illegal.
I'm trying to get on their bowling team. Yeah. You have to fuck Milhouse.
Mrs. Simpson says my penis tastes like candy.
Damn.
Ralph getting diddle.
Yeah. Is Homer getting any pussy in this? Who does he get the
fuck? I don't know. I feel like I'm just way off the mark.
No, dude, you're there.
You're nailing it, dude.
I think we just wrote erotic fan fiction.
Did I tell you, I went to an audition one time, and they were like, we need somebody that can do Homer Simpson. And I did it. It was for like an industrial use thing.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, yeah. It needs to sound like Homer Simpson. Those are the notes.
And that just shook your confidence.
It needs to sound like Homer Simpson.
They had me do an impression and then said, like, that's good, but it needs to actually sound like
Homer. Oh, hey, could you stop sucking dick and actually do what we asked you to? You fucking peon. Those are those corporate people, man. They just come in and they go like,
I'm Homer Simpson.
Yeah. That's his catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
Corporate money, dude.
Cheerio. It's me, Homer Simpson.
It'd be great if you go and they go, I was just thinking to myself. And they're like, that's not Homer Simpson. That's Peter Griffin. I'm not familiar. I only watch The Simpsons.
Didn't know who. Yeah. You're like, wait. That show's called Family Guy?
What's it about? Him and his family?
Wow, next
thing you tell me, they're going to have a fucking crazy baby.
Don't, Lois. Hey, Marge.
Yeah.
He knows the character.
Yeah,
this is my son, Bart.
He goes, I work down at the power plant.
My boss is Mr. Burns.
You know, my catchphrase, dough.
Hey, it's me, George Jetson.
Hey, I'm Fred Flintstone. Wait, this is too close. Seth MacFarlane listens to this and sends a hit squad.
Yeah,
dude.
Because you guys unraveled the entire mystery.
I'm trying to get murdered by the Illuminati.
Nah. I don't think they're in the business of killing anymore.
That's how show business works, dude.
No, we changed our mind, Nick.
Right.
We're getting protection.
We're gonna join. Me and Adam are gonna join this Church of Scientology.
The fuck, I don't get to be
Church of
Scientology.
Scientology?
Yeah.
No. Yo, here's the deal, though. You get in with them, you got to get in thick. You know what I mean?
Alan Thick. You got to suck off
work.
Alan Thick.
I'm down.
I don't know if you know me out in the streets. I'm putting in work for Scientology.
You're flyering for Scientology.
Oh, dude, I'm getting my theatin level up, son.
Yep.
Dude,
I could be exactly like Tom Cruise. First of all, I already do all of my own stunts.
You're both 5'3".
Yeah. I already do all of my own stunts. I could beat the shit out of Adam, and I might even do it.
Yeah.
Nick's standing on an apple crate right now to be taller than all of us.
He runs to every podcast.
Yeah.
Just like Tom Cruise runs to every position on set.
How does he always find a way to jump out of a helicopter in all those movies?
He's amazing, dude.
Every single one
of
them.
He jumped out of a plane.
Yeah, that's right. Respect him, please.
I respect
him
so much.
Your fucking rude-ass comments about Tom Cruise, who has done so much. much more in his life than
you
ever will.
The amount that he has accomplished at
so much more than you ever will.
Amazing.
He has flown jets. He has done four impossible missions.
You probably think Cruise is his stage name. That's his birth. His given name is Cruise.
Cruise.
How cool is that? And not in a weird Hispanic way. No, it's his
middle name
is Cruise. There's no Z. This is Cruise. As in Cruise Control.
Cruising for pussy.
He has a different last name.
Because he's been cruising his whole life. One cool customer.
That's
that
right.
Guy.
When God pushed him out the pussy, it was a big hill.
Yeah,
he's just been cruising downhill.
He came out on skates.
He came out with they gave him sunglasses. Yeah. And they go, "You're going downhill."
He skateboarded out of his mom's pussy, doing an ollie right out of those labia.
I loved Taps when I was a kid. I loved that movie.
Never saw it.
Oh, it's good.
I was an All the Right Moves kind of guy.
I think it's his first starring role was Taps.
It's Taps?
Yeah.
And then Risky Business maybe was his second.
Taps and Toy Soldiers, very similar.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were kind of companions.
Something happened to Sean Astin in between Toy Soldiers.
Molestation.
And,
he got molested.
Well, he got fat. He went from being like a hot guy.
He was a cute kid in Goonies.
Yeah.
And then he ballooned up.
It's just Toy Soldiers is the only one where he's like a heartthrob.
Yeah.
And then he's just this like, I got a frozen friend. My friend's frozen. I found him in the backyard.
And my other friend speaks in a stoner lingo that no one will ever understand.
My other friend shouldn't have had a career.
Yeah.
My other friend was handed a career by his mommy.
My other friend's an example of the industry appreciating families.
I remember I saw Biodome in theaters when I was a kid, and I was like, damn, I want to be that cool.
Son-in-law.
I was like, what rock and roll? And then I'm like, oh, this is about a closeted gay man that's trying to marry a guy's daughter.
I just watched that movie on LSD, and it is psycho.
What?
It's a psycho
son-in-law?
The kid from The Sandlot plays the little brother,
the great Hambino.
The great Hambino.
Who's the dad?
The dad is the lawyer, the other lawyer from My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, like the bad lawyer.
The bad lawyer, the prosecutor.
He's not the guy from Pet Sematary, right?
I'm not sure.
Don't you put in the ground, comes out sour. You know what I'm talking about? Old man?
Yeah. No, that guy's a great actor. But Pauly Shore, there's this like joke that's implied throughout the movie that Pauly Shore has been jacking off to Playboy magazines with that boy, the great Hambino, in his bedroom. He's like, yeah, well, I'll show you Miss February later tonight.
Maybe you play it for me?
I'm telling you, man, they were raping so many children in Hollywood in the 1980s that the cavalier attitude they had towards slipping it into movies, being like, hey, you guys want to just go fuck kids after this? And then like, John, we can't have just that in the script.
Yeah, he goes, you understand? No, they save the rec center, they fuck boys.
Right, we haven't unveiled it to America yet that we've been creating all this media power
this
by
is
fucking
our,
children.
This is our Carol Burnett ear tug.
Yeah, but we've been kill-fucking children in the back lot of Warner Brothers Studios for so long, I forgot that that's not normal behavior that the rest of America engages in.
It's what seasons our barbecue pit.
Yeah.
Son-in-law is also in the Encino Man universe. Encino Man has a cameo at a party at the beginning of the movie, but Pauly Shore plays a different character.
The original script, the spec script, is called Son in Cage, and it was about a man who had his four-year-old in a cage in his basement. And he wanted him to never age past four.
Because that was his wife died.
Well, it was the most fuckable age.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Which is actually another script, the most fuckable age.
Yeah, they call in the pedophile circles, they call four ripe.
Yeah. The most fuckable age is a bunch of millionaires go to an island, and they all chase a four-year-old around and fuck him.
Dude, that was the original script of Surviving the Game.
Yeah, right.
With Ice-T.
Exactly.
But they go, hey, man, instead of a fuckable kid on an island, can we turn it into a black guy surviving?
A homeless black guy who's killed his family.
They go, it's the 80s. They barely have rights. Of course we can.
Yeah. But Encino Man and whatever we were talking about before
Son-in-law. Son-in-law.
It was Son in Cage. It was the same script. So he had his son is a four-year-old in the basement.
Yes.
And he was freezing him to preserve that age.
Oh.
And so, like, Pauly Shore comes over and he's like, where's the kid, buddy? Yeah.
He goes, you gonna let the weasel at him?
Yeah. And then they would unfreeze the kid and fuck it. And then
also the major plot complication of the movie is that
I think we can move on from this. Right?
No. The bad guy.
No, we've moved on.
The bad guy frames Pauly Shore for having sex with the town slut who's played by Tiffany Amber Thiessen of Saved by the Bell, who's a fucking 10.
And this fake titties, TAT.
Amazing. She's like perfect in that movie. They drug her at a bar and they drug him and then they wake up in a barn together.
I know exactly.
And
what
then they
about.
Frame them for having sex, but like it's literally they like they drug these two people, and then everyone in the town is laughing about it and thinks it's like
they go,
so
"Hey,
funny.
How did they get there? Like we were drugged. It should just be a serious court case."
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's go, like, "Oh, that's hilarious."
And it's all because he wants to marry Pauly Shore's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Kiss. They don't even kiss in the movie.
Yeah, dude. Wow. I'm telling you, man, that if you really think about it, he's just a closeted gay guy.
Yeah.
Biodome is like, it's so funny to think that they made that movie.
How it got greenlit.
I don't know, but they're like, yeah, Pauly Shore and Stephen Baldwin.
We go, we got a Baldwin. Yeah. They go, Alec? They go, no.
No.
I don't know if I've ever read it on the show before. Billy? I don't know how I couldn't have, but Scott Kahn's IMDb bio.
Oh, yeah.
Is the fucking funniest goddamn
Hell
shit
yeah.
in the world.
Yeah,
oh, because he clearly wrote it himself.
He's like, I grew up slamming puss.
Yeah, basically, no, literally, yes.
Even
yeah. better. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Scott Kahn is the son of tough guy actor James Kahn. While it is obvious that he admires tough method actors like Marlon Brando and Sean Penn, first of all, it's obvious that he admires Marlon Brando.
Of course.
That's what I thought when I watched Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
I go, this guy really admires Brando.
Yeah. Tough method actor. Sean Penn, who played the tough retard Sam in
Tough
Guy
Harvey
movie.
Milk.
Bite your nose.
Right. I mean,
and the surfer that slept in a fucking hammock.
Yeah. Fucking father that's trying to get his daughter back retard. Probably the toughest character of all time.
Yeah.
I'll stop at nothing except, you know, puddles on the sidewalk or cracks. And
goes, colors I don't like. Right. Yeah. Yellow makes
loud
me
noises.
Scream.
Yeah.
I don't know if this lady's going to feed me or fuck
dots
me.
In the
they should have done a nude scene in I Am Sam where he just has a gigantic dick.
Yeah.
Like a fucking 12-inch thick cock.
Just like that.
And Michelle Pfeiffer
a Boogie
gets,
Nights process.
Yeah, like to the point where it's Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
Yeah.
She gets visibly distracted by how largest, like in a size queen way where she's like, oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, yeah, no, I'm just doing Nell.
You're a thong. He's just looking at his cock.
Put your giant, Sam, put your giant, beautiful dick away. We have to get your daughter.
Right. Well, he's obviously Mars' tough method actors like Marlon Brando and Sean Penn. Scott is also a strong egalitarian streak, evidenced by his reasoning for bearing his body in films.
Oh, yeah.
He does it for women.
Shut the fuck up and let me finish reading it. Sorry. God, that's how you know I'm back to normal.
There's
baby.
So much sexual tension
Adam's,
in the room.
It feels good.
Adam's getting hit with the shut up.
Congratulations.
He is quoted as saying that originally only the women in the scene were to be nude, but that he felt it really sexist, so he stripped too.
Mm-hmm.
Not that like.
Yeah, let me tell you
hey,
real
maybe
quick.
Maybe stop raping the female.
I don't know.
How about I also have sex?
Yeah. He goes, what a creepy. You know they call those guys that are like partnering up with like feminists to try to fuck them? They call them soft boys.
Yeah.
That's such a soft boy move. Where he's like, oh, can I get two? Maybe we rub around together on the couch.
Yeah.
It's also as someone that's been on a set. Do you know how obnoxious those co-stars probably thought he was? Where he's like, hey guys. I think it's pretty uncool that these ladies are getting naked.
Yeah.
I'm going to get naked. You're like, Scott, can you not? Because they got to reset everything.
The director's, the director's like about to say something. Yeah. The AD's like, he's James Conn's son. He's James Conn's son.
Yeah.
He's like, you're right. You're right, Scott. That's how I should do my movie.
Scott.
You're absolutely fucking right.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm such a fucking asshole for thinking I should direct the film.
Hey, Scott, you know what's crazy is those 6 months I was in Indonesia with those refugees and I was coming up with my script that won an award. Ward at Con, like your last name, I realized, we should do the fucking naked scene with this goddamn fucking rockhead.
I like the idea that they had, you know, when like you'd be playing video games with your little brother, so you gave him like a controller that wasn't plugged in.
Yeah.
They just have a camera for Scott Con to do whatever he wants.
It's a great scene.
Go to set, Con. Yeah.
Because what if I talk to the girl at Craft Services?
We'll film it, Scott. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Go
get
buddy.
A lot of takes. Get a lot of takes.
Get as many takes as you need. It's digital now. It's a new thing. Yeah. We don't need it.
We don't need film.
Yeah. I mean, his bio alone definitely sounds like he wrote it.
Yeah. Oh, he for sure wrote it.
Wait. Yeah,
there's more.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
the telling of the tale.
Oh, my God. It's six paragraphs.
Yeah.
I thought you were done, and then I was like.
Yeah, this one's about his, like.
I'll get into it, dude.
His family, so who gives a shit about that?
I mean, I kind of want
to Scott was born on August 23rd in Los Angeles. He spent his childhood being shuttled between his parents' homes. Everyone knows who the fuck, you know, James Conn is. Self-described as a bad kid who was always getting into trouble, Scott initially steered clear of acting.
Yeah.
Opting to play sports instead. Scott benefited from his father's hands-on approach to child-rearing. The elder Khan reportedly took a five-year hiatus to coach all of his son's Little League teams.
What?
He also pursued his love of hip-hop by forming a group with his friend, The Alchemist.
By the way, hold on.
What?
Imagine being, like, the ref at Scott Khan's son's Little League game.
Yeah, I had to toss a kid.
Sonny is beating the shit out of you.
Like, just getting chewed out from the dugout. Yeah. You go, am I crazy or is James Khan calling me a cocksucker right now? I'm sorry, that pitch was high and inside. Yeah. I can't give it to him.
It did not take long for Scott to appear in front of the camera. In 1995, he took roles in a couple of independent films.
You know what? He just did a little key bump. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know if he wants that life. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, something within him.
It's funny. They couldn't help it. These fucking child actor, you know, or like children of actresses and actors always do this shit. Amber Tamblyn had some fucking profile and something, and they're like, you know, it was kind of a fluke that she got into acting.
Dude.
It's like really had nothing to do with the fact that her grandfather and father were established actors.
Oh, that's like Lena.
Her dad was on a TV show the entire time she was a kid.
Lena
had
Dunham.
Nothing to do with that. It was a fluke.
Lena Dunham, though, like, you know that she just like wrote Girls and got it made herself.
On a pitch,
like,
not even a script.
Yeah, she was homeless living at the Port Authority.
Yeah.
And she was doing softcore porn.
Yeah. And then she just had this story in her head about four girls that she wished could. But then you find out, you're like, oh, your parents were incredibly influential in the art world.
Yeah.
And they just had, like, Lord, they do that too. She's like, 17-year-old genius. It's like, or her mom knew someone at Columbia Records and there's an entire fucking fast
track. I fuck with Lord,
too. That Royal song is good.
Yeah. It's great. By the way, I like her.
Good stuff. She's good.
I didn't know that about her. I always thought that it's like, you know, there's like four people that live in New Zealand.
That's true.
Oh, did you hear about the girl?
Yeah. I'm going to be the president. You can be the artist. And John will be the pedophile. I don't know why we didn't. We should have gone doctor, probably. Whatever.
I got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Then Richard, you're the postman / guy who murders people.
And your security. And also the guy that organizes parades.
Yeah, right. You'll be in charge of the military, which is a pig that's gone feral.
But those teeth are sharp, so our enemies are on alert.
You hear that, Indonesia?
Release the piggy! Army piggy, Navy piggy.
A different pig branches. With a gun taped to its head.
Mark Wahlberg had an Instagram post the other day that was like, 4 a.m. crew, waking up, working out, never too early. And then it's after just tag U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, U.S. Navy, just all the branches of the military tagged in. He's not on a naval base or any kind of military base. Dude. He's just in the basketball court in his home.
He was interviewed recently and he says, there's only one thing I ever regret in my career and that's Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Because it's against Christ. Yeah. It's against the church.
Yeah, it's
I would never
best,
do it
It's
again.
My favorite movie of all time.
Right. The best movie of all time.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
And his best role of all time.
And he goes,
time.
You know what I didn't like? Is the fact that they went against Jesus? They're just having people fuck?
One of my biggest regrets was that Four Brothers wasn't Five Brothers.
Yeah.
Or maybe six. I mean, shit, I don't know. Are the numbers higher than that?
He goes, I could have saved a lot of actors out of fake foster care.
You know, the other day I was sitting around and Donnie came over and he's a lot smarter than I am.
he says to me,
how about nine brothers? And it just blew my fucking mind.
I had to take him in another room. I said, Donnie, did you tell anyone else about this?
Yeah.
He goes, this is really dangerous.
This is fucking crazy. He says, what if there's 11 brothers and one of them's fucking Chinese? Do I turn on that one? Is that what happens in the movie?
Melting,
I turn on him?
He's melting Mark Wahlberg's brain. He goes, Donnie, you got to be real honest with me. You're not talking about this out in public, are you?
Don't talk about it on the phone.
He goes, because if people hear about... I need you to call from a secure line. If people hear about 14 brothers...
Holy shit! 15 brothers.
It's just him fucking losing it.
Just learning math.
He goes, oh no! And you
learning
know, Donnie.
How to count.
Donnie, you know, he's the smart one. Dude, I love that U.S. military. I mean, Mark Wahlberg is the example of a hot girl's brain in a man's body. Because, you know, men get better looking the older they get.
Yes, yeah.
So it's like one of those things where he's improving.
He gets dumber. So.
Yeah. Because he's got a hot woman's brain. And a hot woman's brain around 40 is like, I got to find out some new moves. Mm. It's like Jordan with his fadeaway.
Yes,
he's like, I can't just be dunking on motherfuckers.
Well, all of that started was when he fucked up and said that he was doing some like 9/11 thing that... You know, you asked me, I would have single-handedly stopped 9/11.
I think the exact
everyone
wording
on the plane was a pussy.
Yeah, that's what he did. He goes, all these people that died that fucking got flown into towers, yeah. Pussies. He goes,
boy, he's a fucking pussy kid.
He goes, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm on that plane. Yeah. I think the situation ends a lot different.
Yeah, right,
I go, yeah.
Yeah,
it does. You get a box cutter across the throat.
Yeah,
right.
When you stand up and you go, hey, we're going to do a different take.
How funny would it have been if Mark Wahlberg died in 9/11?
Oh, yeah. Man.
It would have been so
it's
funny.
It's kind of fucked up that not a single celebrity did.
Oh,
well,
my
you know,
God.
Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be on the plane.
I know, yeah.
And then he did. But if Mark Wahlberg, I'm telling you right now, I have a theory about two people that are clowns that we mock all the time. Mm-hmm. But if a death in the right place makes them iconic beyond belief.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's what a death in 9/11 does for Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, and, yeah.
He,
yeah.
No, and if Sylvester Stallone dies
after Copland,
after First Blood, so he does Rocky, First Blood, and he dies around 1983.
Oh no, we're getting no Rocky,
no Rocky 2.
Wow, interesting.
Just Rocky 1 and First Blood.
So does Wright, because he won an Oscar for that.
He won an Oscar, and then First Blood was like a look at the Vietnam veterans from their side. It was like really heralded as like, oh, it wasn't his script. It was
interesting.
But it's like people would look at him like he would be artistic.
Yes.
Like Sylvester, you would say Sylvester Stallone, and this would be like, well, what are you, a Sylvester Stallone? But now you're like, oh, a roided up 70-year-old man.
Right,
who's just fucking
MAGA guy.
Yeah, who just accosting women at these fucking fitness
conventions. Because they didn't die. How great would it be if Sylvester Stallone, like 2004, is like, yeah, we got this movie coming out. It's called Five Brothers.
Yeah.
And there's that's the feud between the two of them.
And he goes,
Mark Wahlberg's like, yeah, we got six brothers coming out. Goes, and then just every
2009,
year.
2009, nine brothers.
Yeah.
It matches up with the year. So you know it's a good movie.
Right. 11 Brothers comes out, and Stallone's like, I don't know what we're going to do. And then,
hey, Mark.
And then, like, Charles S. Dutton's like, man, how about 12 brothers?
He goes, man, that's a good idea.
Holy shit. Hey. Chucky, you did it.
Yeah, oh, man, you just solved the equation.
You know you can count on me, baby.
Hashtag U.S. military. Hashtag U.S. Army. Dude, I love that he works out and gives a shout out to the people that are going to die for him to do dumb little movies.
That's right.
He goes, hey, all you overseas that are probably getting bombarded by Hajis with AK-47, I want to let you know, my smoothie was a little chunky today, so I get it.
Okay, he dies in 9/11. All of Boston signs up for the military.
All of it.
Dies in
Massachusetts
Afghanistan.
Massachusetts is a wasteland.
It's gone.
It's
wiped
fucking
off the face of the earth.
There's no babies. They have to send people from other states to make babies.
Me and Tim Dillon are the only Irish people left.
Yeah, the only Irish.
The only two Irish people left.
Yeah, because you guys won't put your lives on the line for Mark.
Yeah. You go, hey, listen, you got a little Irish blood in you. It's Mark Wahlberg Day. Why don't you go down and sign up for the U.S. Army?
Remember, if it's St. Patty's Day, it's not a hate crime.
Yeah. That's just called evening the score.
Yeah. That's what the church said. Yeah. That's me. I'm the church.
Yeah, I'm the church of Wahlberg. What you said, though, about that interview with 9/11, how he says he regrets doing Boogie Nights, which is crazy because then he just randomly brings up the fact that he blinded a guy in a hate crime.
Doesn't say he regrets it, though.
Yeah,
brings it up.
Because sometimes you crack some eggs.
I've never looked for it, so it could be that just this entire fabrication in my mind. No, but I could have sworn I've seen an Inside the Actor's Studio with him where he talks about it, and there's like not a drop of remorse.
Dude.
Which
all
is like,
I
and it has
do.
Nothing to do with acting. Or maybe it was like somebody else talking
when
about.
When did you
I can't,
feel I, the sight leave his eyes?
Yeah,
he goes, probably like by the fourth or fifth whack with the golf club. I goes, dude, that sounds like an old melon.
Yeah,
sounds like I'm just beating up old fruit at this point.
As you know, I spent college in India recreating the Quit India movement and beating up Hajis.
Yeah, I would piss on the Untouchables.
Yeah. I would go around in a big turban and wave my sword at the local women. So I'm no stranger to hate crimes. Hey,
but when did you do yours? Now I want to find out if there's a Mark Wahlberg Inside the Actor's Studio. Yeah. And I want to watch it till I know every quote.
I don't know, man. I could have sworn I saw it, but this would be like 20 years ago that I saw it.
It's just a
James
good vibration.
Yeah. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Say it. Just a good vibration. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there is.
Season 11.
Season 11.
Six.
Is it on Hulu? I'm fucking watching that tonight.
Gotta watch it.
All I want to do is watch Mark Wahlberg go, you know the hottest role about Transformers?
Yeah.
It's not being able to ride in a car for three
months.
Season
six. Now, I feel like he... he brings up the hate crime. Now, again, this was 2004.
Okay.
I think I saw it when it was on.
Yeah.
So I may have, like...
So this is before the Transformer franchise. This is before a lot of stuff.
I have to watch it because I don't know, and I'm, like, not entirely trusting my memory. It may have been that I watched it and said to somebody while watching, like, how funny would it have been if he's like, well, what really inspired me is tearing that Vietnamese guy's eye out with a meat hook.
Yeah.
And then in my mind, I was like, oh, that's what he said.
Yeah, I get that. You know? I get that all the time.
But I do think it's brought up in...
Tell me.
So funny.
What did it feel? To take a man's sight.
Yeah.
It felt pretty good.
I was just kind of bored.
I felt like God. I was like, I'm God.
This is for Vietnam.
Yeah.
This is for my uncle.
There's people in my neighborhood that died in Vietnam. Yeah. Dude, that sounded like a noise my Mark dad Wahlberg. Used to make through his mustache.
This is the question that he was asked by James Lipton. What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, yeah.
And then Mark goes, in what language?
Hell yeah, dude. My man's multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
In what language? And then he looked at a girl in the audience and winked.
He's like, just kidding, it's the N-word.
Yeah, right. I love it. I say it all the time. I wake up, it's my mantra.
But look at his face there.
He goes,
in what language?
Oh, yeah. So smug.
Yeah.
You're going to make me follow him on Instagram now.
You should, dude. He's like, I don't like going on Instagram anymore. Yeah. I only do it to watch Savage Psycho Joe videos. And Mark Wahlberg, who, in a way, I consider my parents.
Yeah.
If I could, who's shoot, mom?
Yeah. They both, it's a genderless.
No, dude, that's so progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I could choose to, like, reseed myself.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm, Psycho Joe and Mark Wahlberg?
As my parents. Bring me up and let them craft
you'd
my
be,
super
you'd
ego.
You'd be the strongest baby
the
of all
the strongest
time.
Fucking baby oh, of all time.
You know Savage Psycho
no.
Joe?
No.
He's my favorite guy right
can
now.
Can you please show me a little taste?
He's this 5'6" like guy that's terrible. It looks like absolute
shit.
He
looks horrible. He's developmentally disabled.
He's mentally retarded. He's like clearly disabled.
Okay.
He's just a truck driver that uploads these videos of him deadlifting or whatever with horrible form. I mean, he's going to be put in the hospital at some point.
Is he going to slip a disc?
Of course, yeah. His body looks terrible. And then he's like, it's not like nothing. I mean, he is like deadlifting like 405.
That's good.
Not for like if you've been in the gym for 10 years.
Okay.
But, and especially at whatever weight he's at for being 5'6", it's really not that impressive. But he, you know, will say like 595 pounds, fucking maggots, fucking turds. You know, you think, what, you fucking say shit to me? You know?
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love people like, that are just screaming into the darkness.
He thinks knows how the weights add up.
Yeah, yeah.
To him, someone has to tell him what they weigh.
They go, you're lifting
what,
three
they
tons.
Got a friend that does math too?
Yeah.
You know, like he just doesn't believe it.
Impossible. Yeah. No one can count the plates and know exactly how much I'm lifting.
But he just, his social media interactions, because then again, he's like, in the gym world, so everyone's just this meathead asshole that's like, we gotta fucking set this retard straight. You know, they won't just like watch it and laugh at
it.
And then he's like, you know, so he like argues with them, and people keep calling him like a manlet and saying that he's 4'5". So he uploads a video where he's like, I'm not fucking 4'5", okay? Maggots, turds, I'll prove it to you. And then he like measures himself on a scale with shoes on. He's 5'6".
So you go, see?
He goes, see?
Did he take it as a victory?
Who's fucking manlet now? Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love anybody that goes in that hard, and that's what the internet's
done. I know. I wish I could fucking do it.
There's like girls who do it where they're just like, I'm just going to be fuckable online.
Oh, yeah.
And just breathe.
Respect.
And just like... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like every comment where a guy's like, oh, Bella. Oh, my Bella.
Beautiful, sexy.
Oh, beautiful, sexy. Please let
How
me
much?
Be alone with you.
Take you to Dubai.
Yeah.
Sex, please. Sex, please.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dasha.
Come to Dubai.
Dasha was getting, just gets DMs from like Indian men, and it's just like 19 DMs in a row that just say sex.
Yeah. I want you so bad, please. Yeah. I will fly you
please
over
stop
right
giving
now.
Me the pussy.
I tell you.
India didn't have dating. Until like 2003.
Oh, that's when it came out?
It was all like arranged marriages. So
when they opened the gates, everyone was like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
They have no idea how to do it. That's why they're like, you know, going to the hospital for like cologne toxicity because they've never dated before. It's like,
I can only describe Vikram put on 19 pairs of sunglasses and permanently blinded himself.
Sir,
his neck snapped from the wind.
Sir, listen to me right now. What is happening is the Dior is deep in your skin. You must not follow. You will have a dream. You're next to a river. Do not get in the river. The river is death.
The river is all the cologne in this deep state. Stay out of the river.
Preshkar has melted his skin. Yeah. Third degree chemical burns from the axe body spray.
Vishnu, the destroyer, has told you your penis is, you've rubbed the skin off.
I have become CK1, destroyer of pussies.
I must destroy every pussy. 2003, yeah, the lip ripping year in India. Uh-huh. Chicks just get pounded. Oh, yeah. Dude, everything else had, you had to go through mom and dad.
That's right.
Now you go right to the source.
After that, just hit a public bus up.
Yeah. Oh, just start grabbing. The public buses became fucking shopping sweepstakes. Just grabbing everything out there.
It's like Costco.
Yeah. Everything. Try the sample. Sample her. You're like, gang rapes have spiked.
Damn, dude. It really is a huge problem there now. Is that like the guys are grabbing titties on.
Oh, yeah, dude. They got this shit called Romeo dialing, which again, I brought.
Please, up. I want to know all about this.
It's just an Indian guy will fucking like just crack open the yellow pages and find the girl's name and be like, boop, 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 boop. Hello, baby. And they're like, how did you get my number?
Yeah, dude.
You know, and then they're like, do you want to fuck?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Because they
like. Yo, Romeo dialing is such an awesome leap of faith.
It's great.
It's fuck base jumping.
Yeah, I know.
Close your eyes. Yeah, it's go out, dig first into the abyss.
Yo, spread like a squirrel,
it's
bitch.
Like, it's like when you suck dick at basketball, so you're like, I'm just going to focus on trying to make it from half court.
Yeah.
That's going to be my move. I'm going to spend all day practicing, you know, just chucking the ball from half court.
Will I ever play for the Bulls?
Yeah.
No. Will I win a key because I nail one at a halftime of a Bulls game? Yes.
I'm going to be, the half court guy that just chucks it from half court every time.
I'm going to close my eyes just to fucking make some of my friends laugh.
Behind the back, half court. Every
time. Dude, that's so fucking crazy. I didn't know there was like a real problem.
Oh, dude. I mean, how do you
define problem?
Yeah.
You know?
From a woman that gets on a bus.
That sounds like the solution to this horrible world we live in.
It's a community.
Of gender blending and trying to figure out what our roles are.
You think handsy bus rides?
I think just
raping
like,
people on buses.
Either 1950s gender roles, women live in a chronic state of depression, barely alleviated by amphetamines and benzos, while men move up and make the equivalent of $800,000 a year to point at people in a factory. It's either that.
That's 50 style.
Or that, or just all out, all you, just rape. Just fucking rape
Viking
in the street.
Style.
Yes. And those are the only two ways we'll find an equilibrium.
Okay. I don't know that I agree 100%.
I would like to see you pitch that in a city council meeting.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. De Blasio, thank you for meeting with me.
The borough of Queens.
Right. It's about like redistricting the schools.
Yeah. It says here, by November, most of the public schools will actually be reordinanced to incorporate not only Queens County, but also Brooklyn and Syosset.
Just wearing my brain pills as a necklace. Yeah. Like, listen, babe. It's a Jewish man. I keep calling him Abe. listen, sugar tits.
I got
a whole plan for you right here.
He goes,
you
want
to save these kids? Teach them how to rape. Or put them back in dresses.
He goes, here we go.
Put them in a poodle skirt. Take them to Make Out Point. Rape them there.
He goes, I got it. It's four letters, one solution, R-A-P-E. Rape. Now, we can do this in one of two ways, buddy.
You already got there. Sounds enough like rape anyways.
You know what?
Change the logos.
Use the same font.
Use the same lion mascot. Lions love raping. You ever watch those videos? You ever beat off to them?
Yeah.
I have.
That's how
they fuck. They rape. The whole animal kingdom rapes.
How cool about this? He goes, how cool are lion dicks that when they go in the pussy, they grapple hook in?
They got teeth. They got a mane.
That's why.
We
got to
stop.
Dentia dicks.
Stop circumcising these boys. Add more to the foreskin. We're talking, you a baby, we're going to give you piercings.
Cold stone. You cold stone their dick when they're born. They go through an assembly line of different.
We put barbed wire in the foreskin.
Even better.
Little crown of thorns, a little double, Jesus cock.
It was double-sided tape right on the head.
And then a guy has to be like, 30 seconds, Mr.
So you guys are sealed.
I do not see my time.
Hey, look, what is time anyways? This is all a fucking illusion.
He goes, it's a concept. We're in a simulation.
Let me pierce those kids' dicks and turn them all into 50s rapists. What do you want to do? Live in India?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to make Queens into the Lion King capital of the world. Lion rape will solve all of our problems. Sir, that's enough. Next up, she goes,
the garbage cans, sometimes.
The leaves are too heavy for me to lift because I had 19 children in my arms. Goes, from lifting them up to see the baby Jesus candles, and my arms have become little. Can open the trash can.
The train stopped running.
He goes, back to my point, budget.
Yeah.
Can I have her time? I have her time now.
Who gave that man a megaphone? I know he didn't walk in here.
God damn it. Colleen, I saw him walk in. He didn't have a megaphone. Yeah, dude, I'm fucking, I'm fascinated.
That's
with
how you know voting doesn't work and that it's meaningless to the people in power, is that, like, you can't take voting away from people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can take guns away from them.
Yeah.
You can forcibly imprison them so they can't speak in public. But they can't vote.
Unless.
They can vote.
Unless they do a fucking felony.
Yeah. Those people are the people.
How about a
vote?
Felony? F-A-L-L-A-N-Y. You know, it's guys only, man. It's crimes for felons.
This is a social club for men who have done their thing. And by thing, I mean an aggressive assault.
That's my other campaign as I run for governor, and I'm going to put all of the state inmates in Steve Harvey suits.
Dude, that's how you know that they're inmates. You go, see that guy in that giant turquoise boxy shoulder suit?
A big fedora with a feather and shit, little like a pocket watch. Yeah. Make them feel good about themselves. So stop fucking each other.
Yeah, I was just going to say suit Rikers.
It's like, well, maybe they could get a college degree in there. College isn't for everybody. Yeah. Sometimes you just need a zoot suit.
That's right.
Give those men zoot suits.
And recondition them by forcing them to listen to Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah. And then turn prison into swing revival. Right. That's the answer.
Give them a slap bass. They all learn slap bass.
Vince Vaughn in charge of the prison.
Yeah, they just all yell out daddy-o while they're raping. Whoa, daddy-o. He goes, you know those other Mexican daddy-os. He goes, coming for our black. All the phrase. Dude, that'd be great. There's this dance fighting in prison.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh fuck. Anyways. I just love that Romeo, darling. Imagine being a woman that just like, you're like, I survived India.
Yeah.
I did not get raped today. And then it your phone. Someone's
it's like a horror
can
movie.
I have sex with you?
Yeah. The call is coming from inside the pussy.
Yeah. I want to, you brought it home with you from the bus. He goes, no, no. This whole time you lived on the bus. Dude, Romeo dialing, it's just how fucking horny and desperate are you, like, crack open the yellow pages?
There's an innocence to it, though.
Yeah. It's a childlike
very
innocence.
Pure. Yeah. It's very
the childlike innocence.
He goes, is Darna home? Is she home? I want to fuck your pussy. Yeah, yeah. All I want to do is stay deep inside your pussy.
Hello, baby gel. Hello to the baby gels, please. Do not hang up on me.
Do not hang up on me. I will burn your house.
Ride burning is the other problem there.
What?
Just setting your wife on fire.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. Damn.
Because you get tired of the pussy.
To get fresh pussy?
For the insurance money.
Dude, what do? You burn it.
Right. It's just like a tiki bar in Miami.
Yeah.
Just up in flames, that bitch.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, the guy's got a new boat.
Yep.
You have to slow roast the pussy. Goes,
what happened when the white...
Dude, I cannot wait
fuck
to have
you.
A boat.
Fuck you. Fuck me.
I cannot wait to have a boat and just blow my brains out on that thing.
On a boat?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
USS dude. Cumtown?
Nice. No, it'll be done with this show. It'll be a fucking distant memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I just go out on that sailboat, and I fucking put a nice, ornate hunting rifle in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, just a very fancy rifle.
You know what's going to be the weirdest?
Just blow my brains out. And it's like, everyone will think I died happy.
You know what it'll be, though? It'll
I
be,
wouldn't, obviously. I'd be in tears. I don't want that to be the end.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it'll be, you'll hear that. Mm-hmm. It'll be that. After the gunshot,
you'll
just hear the seabirds.
Uh-huh. That's right. Coming to pick at your brains.
Yeah.
And then your evil spirit will be in the seagull.
Oh, I'm going to hell.
Yeah, there's no hell.
For sure, I'll be dragged down to hell. And
through the boat?
No, the seagulls eat your brain. It's now they become a haunted seagull that fucking makes fun of trans teenagers.
I just like the circle of life, but it's Mufasa making Simba watch him come in his mom.
Simba, I want to show you something.
This is how you were made.
And he's like, look in the pussy. See the cum leaking out?
He goes, some of it, he goes, I'm going to push on your mom's stomach.
Yeah, just push it. Make it. You want to do it light so it sucks.
Yeah.
Do it a little, like it's like a reverse plunger. Make it suck that pussy up. Just suck that cum up, bitch. We're going to make a whole army of Simbas. Scar, that faggot Scar's just got dogs. I can make other lions.
Fuck dogs. Yeah, yeah. I got tigers. He's just making that slurp noise in Simba's in the Simba's ear. Yo, that's how I made you.
And that's why Simba has to leave town.
Yeah. Mia's like, what happened?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. I don't want to be a lion anymore.
Says, your dad loves you. He goes, no, he doesn't. He loves making that slurping noise.
To circle of life.
Damn, dude. A boat would be nice, though.
Busting inside. What?
A boat would be nice.
Yeah.
Hit the open seas. Mm-hmm. Dan, do you have like a luxury vessel you'd like to own someday?
A boat just sounds nice.
You're making good money now.
I don't, dude, come on. That's, I don't, he doesn't make boat money. You make more money from Cumtown than I probably make.
No way.
I'm telling you.
With the show and
premium cable money.
Yeah, but premium cable money.
Giamatti shit, baby.
Yeah.
You, hey, listen, you have lunch at the same room as Giamatti.
I know.
What are you eating?
No, but that, like,
if you buy a boat before me,
I'll murder you.
I'm going to rip my own dick off. Want to watch me?
Here it goes. He, you know,
yeah.
Paul's a friend. Paul's a friend.
Paul's
friend
a good friend. Friend of the show. I don't have boat money. Yeah. I have to take care of my grandma in a small shitty town in California money.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's what I got. That's the boat. That's
the 90-year-old woman. Grandma dies.
I'm buying a boat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm calling it the USS Nana.
Yeah. We should all get cigarette boats and race each other.
Dude, I want to go down to the canals of Florida and definitely do that. Just zip in through.
My boat's going
to
be called Almost Saying It. You know?
No.
And it's just like N with asterisks all over the fucking side of the boat.
Just you winking. Yeah.
Just going nuts on my
goes, hey man, I might be crazy, man, but that boat got the N word all over the side of it.
Hey, man. Like, man, we could just catch him.
He goes, man, but I'll tell you
that
this,
boat's too fast.
It's fast, man. I ain't seen lightning be racist before. Oh, dude, I would have a fucking luxurious yacht.
Ooh,
yeah.
With like
dude.
Like a tan Spanish woman.
Mm-hmm. Getting
big
topped
titties.
Off. Yeah. Topped off on the open seas.
Not me, dude. I'm
alone
on my
boat.
Looking
at the ocean's got to be
doing jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, dude.
Jigsaw puzzles.
Fuck yeah, dude. You ever fuck with it? I got sober one time, and I just trapped myself in my apartment. I couldn't hang out with my friends because they all drank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I spent like a month in my apartment just doing a jigsaw puzzle. And I finished it, and I wanted to preserve it. So you have to get glue and put it on like a backing thing. But you're supposed to do that while you're doing the puzzle.
You're supposed to put the backing thing down.
And then do the puzzle.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do. I finished the puzzle. And so
then you tried
I covered a thing in contact adhesive, and I tried to slide the puzzle onto the cardboard.
Oh, no.
But
as
I was doing it, the contact adhesive warped the cardboard, and it all just came apart. And then I ran out of my apartment covered in puzzle pieces, like cursing at the top of my lungs.
Dude, that's got to be.
Whiskey right away.
Well, and then all my friends, you know, had to witness me running because they all hang out on the porch drinking. Yeah. Haven't seen me for weeks. And then I run out of the apartment covered in puzzle pieces, cursing. And they're like, oh, it's just autism.
Yeah. They go, oh, cool.
What is the symbol for the autism organization, the puzzle piece?
Is a man screaming, not able to understand his emotions, covered in puzzle
pieces. And he goes, don't touch him. He might be contact adhesive.
Right.
He might have adhesive on him.
What happens when I try to attempt sobriety.
Yeah.
I think second place was a guy trying to figure out Velcro shoes.
Yeah, it's Velcro and puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
So did that stop you from doing puzzles ever again?
You know, I should get back. You know what? I might go do a puzzle tonight, to be honest with you. Go to the gym. Got back into the gym. That felt good.
You get jacked and then solve stuff.
Yeah. Just do jigsaw puzzles and go to the
mysteries
gym.
Mysteries, too. You can solve mysteries.
Mm-hmm. That's it, man. How great. What a simple life. You'd be like a monk.
I'm going to start reading Encyclopedia Brown novels to try and predict the end. That's the thing. It's like,
that's how you get good, dude.
Well, it's like, I'm too dumb to be a smart guy, but I'm smart enough to be a precocious child.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't
That's how we have to aim our dumb? I'm more like an inquisitive cat.
Right. I'm gonna try and be like a really smart third grader, just sitting at home doing cursive.
And
memorizing. A five-line poem.
I'm just gonna,
I got all A's.
I'm just gonna touch stuff and see how it moves.
Yeah, right.
Like a cat.
Ooh, oh yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I can't hang out. mixing baking soda and water to learn what amorphous solids are. Yeah. People are like, wow, this man's doing experiments. He's making a volcano.
Yeah. You go, sorry, I'm learning the multiplication tables. I got some times
mm-hmm. table shit I'm working on tonight. I can't do spots.
But you call them math theorems?
Yeah.
Come over, I'll cook for you. Just do ants in a log.
Yeah.
Fucking peanut butter.
You go, the grapes. You go, the raisins are the ants. Yeah. You go, it's pretty fun. It's a fun snack. Yeah. Mom says I can eat as much as I want because it doesn't fill me up.
What a bullshit snack they used to give you in elementary school, man.
Dude, my mom would give me two string cheeses and a can of Pepsi.
Respect. Nice. That's your whole lunch?
That was when I got home from school. Okay, that was the post respect. School. That was the post daycare snack.
Pepsi every day, huh?
Dude, I love it. High fructose corn syrup is a part of it.
Yes, brother. I used to get my shit was a fucking Hebrew National, baby. Boiled. Yeah.
You would get a boiled hot dog?
Yes, dude. Yeah. I remember different kinds of poverty.
We're on every SK hot dogs as a kid, which are like the official.
Worst. Yeah. But everyone wanted them because they were the Orioles hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. And so you get them, you're like, wow. And I don't know why it fucking matters. I'm like Cal Ripken. And then I remember one night specifically, I made stovetop stuffing with SK hot dogs, and it gave me some kind of like indigestion that burped up, smelled like the tar that they had.
Did they repave streets with?
To this day, whatever that fucking like sulfur taste is, I just remember because I never threw up. It was just like, what is coming out?
Oh, yeah, like eggs, like rotten eggs.
Yeah, I know that shit.
I used to eat a lot of stovetop by just eating stovetop.
I remember, and then Michael Jordan was the sponsor of Ballpark. Yeah, which those ads were so funny.
They plump.
They were like, these are the best hot dogs or something like that. And they're like, okay, that's a wrap. Yeah. That's close. Yeah.
God, you're likable.
Yeah. You're great. You did
there
it.
You go. Did you smile?
Have you seen any of Space Jam as an adult?
No.
It is one of the most atrocious performances in any movie.
He has no career.
Of all, it's awful. He is so fucking bad at acting.
They had to keep cutting because he kept saying black people don't buy sneakers. Yeah.
He said, black people don't buy sneakers. He goes, what about those monsters? Oh, they buy sneakers. Yeah.
Monstars buy sneakers, too.
He goes, animated monsters buy sneakers. Yeah, that is one of those things where he was just the first, so no one can tell him he wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because he was the first athlete to be a major sponsor of a lot of shit.
If Magic doesn't get AIDS, it's Magic, I feel
like. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
They should have been, instead of Jordans, we should be talking about the Magic 12s. You know what I mean?
He was genuinely a nice guy.
In a way,
guy.
Magic was sponsored by AIDS.
That's true.
Which is the ultimate brand of the 1980s.
I mean,
it goes way beyond Nike or
it
Reebok.
Goes into the history books.
AIDS is the brand.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to get behind something in the 80s, it better be child hunger or AIDS if you're lucky.
Right. And what is a brand other than something that consumes and kills the coolest people in the world, which happen to be homosexuals in Greenwich Village?
That
at the
is
time.
True. Yeah,
and Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Respect.
Yeah, that is weird that you're like, Jordan's like, he got AIDS. What do I got? Gatorade?
Yeah, Gatorade and Nike. Ballpark Franks.
I was an Oscar Mayer guy.
Remember when Cal Ripken was the spokesperson for Adventure World?
I don't.
Before it was Six Flags?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I missed out on that.
I was like a nice local, when like you're a local celebrity. Like John Elway opened like 15 car dealerships in the early 90s.
Hell yeah.
Because that's when athletes realized you could do that. Yeah. So John Elway was like, hey, what's that giant stretch of land on Arapahoe Road? Yeah, it's going to be every brand of car. Put my name in front.
Yeah.
Moving
he just did
units.
Every single one. He just did like
Toyota,
Subaru.
Nissan, Subaru, like all of them were John Elway.
Damn.
Remember when
I got food poisoning once at the Jerome Bettis Steakhouse.
Hell yeah. But I bet it picked up that third down.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude.
The bus, baby.
I went to Ray Lewis that had a fucking restaurant in Baltimore downtown.
Hall of Fame speech.
He's a fucking piece of shit. It sucks, dude.
I love him.
We got Ed Reed, at least. That's all.
Do you remember when Troy Aikman was the spokesperson for Wingstop?
No.
Yeah, that was recently.
Really? Well, it was only like 10, 15 years ago.
He owns Wingstop.
No, he owns a couple of franchises.
Rick Ross
no,
owns
he doesn't
Wingstop.
Own Wingstop. They're He has a handful of franchises.
I think he does own it.
He owns it.
He's not it's a publicly traded company.
Yeah, he's right. He owns like 10 franchises.
I don't know, man.
He doesn't
I feel
own
like
all
he owns
Wingstop.
It.
No, because I looked into it because somebody a year ago.
You don't do business with Rick Ross?
Well, somebody was like, you know what you should buy is Wingstops. And I'm like, what made them say that? And then I looked into it and they were just recommending it to me because they heard Rick Ross invested in Wingstop.
Dude,
I like
no
your
joke.
Fans are recommending business moves based on rappers.
I'd love to own a Wingstop.
The only time they've even heard of an investment.
They go, Nick, why don't you have a son and then credit him as being the executive producer of Cumtown?
Can I tell you that? Is that people have been telling me to have a son.
Well, dude, you Which and I were talking.
You need
I
an might air. Actually. You need
talked about
air.
It on the bonfire, and I was like,
well, you just need a chop because eventually, look,
who'll
you
fire
can't
it?
Just keep telling people on the internet you're.
It'll come out of Adam's ass somehow.
Right? Yeah,
we're gonna we're gonna junior it.
It's gonna be beautiful.
You gotta have a specific human being you fuck up with your theories. Yeah. It can't just be people at large because you know eventually, all I've ever wanted was a cult, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to maintain.
You
could power
do
it.
You don't know that, man.
You could do
you
that.
You don't
easy.
Know that.
I don't have. I can't do it. I'm
we
not
could
powerful
get a cult
enough.
Going right now.
I'm not powerful.
What
enough.
If we sent you?
You
don't
be able to leave. I don't have a way. No. Adam said. The reason I can't do it, and I believe him, is because I won't have the power to rape the men that I bring into the
That's
the
true.
You won't.
Which is the only way. You got to rape those.
We get a male rapist. We get a rapist on the
Well, then he
the
would
payroll.
Become the...
No, he's
no,
your henchman.
No, because you're smarter. You out you outmaneuver
How about this?
Him.
Yeah. Tim. We could get Tim to rape
Actually,
like the young
yeah.
cute boys.
I should see if Tim wants to
he'll
rape
suck off
men
kids.
For me.
Yeah, yeah. He'll suck off guys.
You bring him in, and then all of a sudden that's...
You do the Church of Scientology is going to take care of all of it.
I know. That's the other thing, too. It's like, this is an argument I get into with Lewis all the time. He's like, cut out the middleman, dude. Just start your own thing. Get your own rapist. And it's like, no. The Church of Scientology already has a system, dude. I don't need to build an independent platform. Already have Patreon.
They have a whole fucking rape navy, the Sea Org.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lewis's next move. Oh, let's just make the dicks ourselves. Yeah. We'll make a robot with the dick we create, and that will rape the men.
You got to really think about this, dude.
Lewis, Ralph's dad doesn't have unlimited money.
Yes, he does, though. Enough
just
for robotics.
Just make him rape the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How about this? We start our own cult. And then we go for a merger, and then we get picked up by Scientology.
Here's
you know
the thing,
what I mean?
Though.
They buy us out. They buy us
they
out.
They will not buy you out. They are too large. They're like Walmart. They're just going to steamroll over us.
Okay. Yeah. Damn.
Best. I mean, Nick's got the right
to
idea.
To town, and they're going to shut down our mom and pop cult.
Yep. Yep.
They're going to get even gayer, weirder rapists.
And it's
going
to be more affordable to get in.
Damn.
It's going to be better.
They're going
to
slash prices.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
But the key is...
Let's start from the beginning. Let's
Troy Aikman was the spokesperson of Wingstop. And they would have commercials where he goes, hi, I'm Troy Aikman. You might know me as the spokesperson for Wingstop.
During the commercial for Wingstop?
Oh, man. My two heroes got together in the saddest fucking furniture store commercial. It was Hulk Hogan and Joe Montana.
Oh, my
Those
God.
My guys.
Was it a local thing?
No. It was like a national thing. Yeah, it was like rent to own.
Okay. Mm. Oh, yeah. Like, rent to center, maybe?
Yes, it was rent to center.
I think I know this ad. Yeah, it was recent. Right?
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was sad.
Hogan and Montana.
Hogan was looking rough. It was right when those N-bombs on the
It was
the
before
N-bombs.
The N-bombs.
Oh, it was?
It was before, but it was like, it was also before he won all that money from Gawker.
Oh,
that's why he's doing a rent-to-own commercial.
Yeah, that's the way to go, dude. Sue Gawker out of existence with the help of a weird homosexual billionaire.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Yeah. I kick myself every day.
Every morning I go, fuck, it was right
my
there.
My sex tape wasn't leaked by Gawker, and I wasn't able to sue them with the secret help of just some guy that hates freedom of the press.
Yeah, he goes, Hulk,
but
I'm going to
help.
He goes, Hulk Hogan, I'm going to help you kick out. Yeah. Goes, what do you mean, brother? You're going to shake off those punches. Start puffing those cheeks. Because we're going to have more money than God.
We're going to let a fucking leg drop.
Yeah, you ready to leg drop these fucks?
Once you get 100 grand, you're just like allowed to be a part of the Illuminati and then fuck the Church of Scientology. That's real power.
Dude, chill out. We still haven't made any decisions.
Are you guys going
Don't
Scientology?
Fuck,
you guys... You guys got to do. Yeah.
We're thinking about it.
You know what you guys have to do? You guys have to put the hats on a table.
Yeah.
Like recruits.
Yeah,
and there you go.
Yeah.
I just want to let everyone know I will be joining the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you're supposed to go to Scientology.
Yeah, we got Illuminati, Scientology, and then.
Christianity.
Judaism.
A wild card.
Well,
Judaism.
The Catholic Church really is at the top of everything, and that's why nobody really talks about it.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the Catholic Church fucking boys, that was just a smokescreen.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the Catholic Church controls the entire fucking world, and people don't realize that.
Yeah, they have a whole city of gold.
They control, literally the Catholic Church controls the entire fucking world.
Oh,
they
I
planted
like
this thing with this,
what
like,
about the
child,
Jews?
This child sex thing. Only to protect Hollywood. They're like, we'll let a couple of low-level fucking deacons take the hit for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just people be like, oh, that's the shitty thing the Catholic Church is up to. Because
it's
what
their McRib.
Because what could be worse than fucking kids?
And they go, oh,
I guess nothing. And then so we go, oh, yeah, I guess that's what the Catholic Church does. Instead of, like, being the source of all human suffering. And
torture. Yeah, they go, oh.
Controlling everyone's mind and everything that fucking happens in the world is the fault of and the machinations of the Catholic Church.
And that's why Nick Mullen is officially announcing He's going to Catholicism.
I am now a Catholic.
Oh, wow.
Going Catholic? Moving up the ranks?
I think what I might do is I might join ISIS. Because if you remember, there was that British ISIS guy.
You're retarded.
No, listen. Dude.
There
was that British ISIS guy, and everyone's like, oh, it's so cool. He's like, oi, I'm in fucking ISIS. Yeah. And I'm going to fucking cut this guy's head off, mate.
I don't really like anybody.
If they had a kike ISIS guy, if I was like, hello, you know, we're going to do a beheading today.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to get icky with all the blood.
You can't believe how many hits they'd get with that.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Huge. What you're recommending.
Then they'd kill you, though.
Of course they'd kill me.
But listen, what you're recommending is joining a band that's had one good album.
It's true.
What Nick's talking about is joining the Rolling Motherfucking Stones.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about being David Geffen.
Yeah, see, that's even bigger. That's what if our they
make
analogy.
You
wait,
okay, hold on. What if they make you fuck a kid to get in? Would you do it?
What part of what part of
sexed in.
What part of put in work? Don't you?
You go. I am putting.
Nick bought like
work.
Tiny fleshlights to train his dick into fuck babies.
Get there. I'm gonna be a cardinal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. And you're right, because they're running shit because people get super offended whenever you make fun of them.
Yeah.
Like Scientology, any of those kids. You make rape jokes about them, and they're like, all right. And they're like, hey, come on. Some of us, what are you doing?
No, the Catholic Church really does control the world, and they have for hundreds of years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they co-signed on the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
They let it happen, basically.
Really? Were they just like...
Pope Pius, yeah.
Pope Pius was just like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Weren't they already caging up Jews in the Vatican, like the early, like, 1900s?
You know what happened?
There was the Inquisition in, like, the 50s.
Nah, dude, I remember I listened to one podcast because I was on a road trip, and I was done with all the shit. All the shit I had usually listened to was over.
Yeah.
And they said something about, like, they were talking about, like, the Pope locking up Jews, and I figured, oh, this must be some medieval shit. And it was, like, 1900-something.
Yeah, well, the thing is like,
it's like Mussolini
Christianity was just an experiment. It's not real. There was no Jesus. It was a thing created by the Roman Empire to control Jews and like pagan religions.
The Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, they created Christianity to mind-control Jews, but it got out of hand and took over everything.
Yeah, it spread like wildfires, what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like Adam, you were saying that the incel woman was just one woman that wanted to create an alternative label to... To being a virgin because she thought it was offensive.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, it's become this... Dark army.
Kill every woman.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Right.
Which, by the
and
way,
that's what Christianity had pretty innocent beginnings as just a way to manipulate and hurt Jews.
Yeah,
but it, which is fine,
which
is
fine.
totally
and understandable. Yeah, understandable.
But,
come on,
you know, that was their baby dream. That's the garage. Yeah. That's the band in the garage dream.
Yeah.
The incel community was like, it started with this like newsletter that this nerdy lesbian woman in Canada who'd never fucked started because she was like a grad student and she met like a underclassman that was like, I want to kill myself because I haven't fucked. And then she was like, she found all these other people online to like support each other and then like sent out a listserv and like a newsletter. And then she left because she got busy with something. And then like 6 months later, it was just like, every woman must die. Every woman must give us sex or die.
Jesus.
And it just like, it got completely taken away from her.
She had like a nice little garden and she walked back. She's like, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah. It's just, kill the women. It became toxic.
Kill or fuck the women.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Here's how we solve this. And I don't think we redistribute sex because that's, you know, then women have to fuck who they don't. But, and I'm sorry, Dan, we should cap the amount of pussy every man over 6 feet gets.
What do you mean?
Because right now, that's the real inequality.
No, we should really just kill all the men under 6 feet.
No.
I mean, honestly, dude, if you want to engage in eugenics,
do it the right way. We cap the pussy
they
get.
Nick, I thought if you're going to dance, you mamba.
Right.
You don't fucking... fucking soft shoe.
Well, obviously, I would be saved as an engineer of culture in the future.
True, so and let me tell you, as someone that's 6'3", I'd be kind of high up in the rankings. I got your back.
Of course,
I'm pulling you with me.
Because I'm not fucking anybody anyways. It would just be...
Would we have to become eunuchs to survive?
No, you would die. No, you would die
would
because you contribute nothing mentally or physically.
I would lead the resistance,
society.
Actually.
we're not going to need people to laugh at everything.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
No, in fact, there will be no need for humor because there will be no defense mechanisms. It'll be a perfect...
Shit, everyone's sexy. Damn.
Everyone's sexy, and everyone, by the way, everyone has guilt-free sex that feels good, and you feel even better after.
You don't need to laugh at your tiny dick for 45 minutes before barely being able to get it hard.
Is it what?
Moonraker, the James Bond movie, it was like the guy who like wanted to start a new society of hot people.
No,
on the
Moonraker
moon.
Is about a guy that goes to China to fuck every woman.
Yeah, he goes, I'm going
to
do it.
Go to Japan and get that moon pussy.
I love moon pussy.
It does
pussy
sound like something that someone that got dispatched over there said.
Adam used to be a moonraker. This guy used to find every K, get in every K hole he could.
Oh, dude, I'm falling in some K-hole. You know what I mean? He goes, hopefully I fall into a back K-hole. All right.
Getting some Kim Jong-poon.
Falling into a K-hole so good.
Yeah, dude. I fell into some K-hole last night. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
That well, MSG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have made love to many races.
Yeah. You're a worldly lover.
Respect, brother. Respect. Michael
used to have a joke about how he didn't want to be a pins on the map guy, where he'd be like, ooh, Sri Lanka.
I fucked someone from Sweden.
I'd like to get more worldly with the pussy. Yeah.
I've gotten some Scandinavian poon. I fucked some girl from Denmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's in it.
Yeah, cool, great act. But she was like a Slav, but she just happened to be from...
That doesn't count, dude.
No, I mean, she was born and raised in Denmark.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it counts.
It counts.
It counts.
She just happened to be like ethnically like Russian or some bullshit.
Nah, you fucked a Russian, bro.
That's like saying I'm African, you know? You can't say that. I'm Eastern European.
All right, well, then I fucked ethnically Scandinavian women that just happened to be like American or whatever.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Big women.
Big fat ass women, dude.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
Love them built like Vikings.
Yeah, I
fucked the girl that reminded me of Vikings. She was tall as shit. She would wear like
the Danish
red
girl
hair.
Was nice because it's like, you know, first of all, no condom. You know?
Yep.
Just because it's like,
none.
It's well, hold on. It's like when you eat their chocolate, you know it's still candy, but because there's like a little boat on the box and it's like a nice village, you're like, oh, this isn't candy.
This is healthy candy.
It's healthy candy.
Yeah.
They use real sugar.
Uh-huh. This is actual chocolate. This isn't like what we got. So I'm going to go without a rubber.
Yeah. Big, nice, fat pussy, too. Felt like whale blubber.
Yeah.
Bro, no joke. That's what this girl, her pussy was wet as hell.
Yeah.
My penis just slid in. It was incredible, dude.
Sopping wet, like you left the bathtub 100%. On?
And I fucked up into her pussy because she was taller, and I like kind of like, and we fucked standing up for a while. It felt great, dude.
Yeah.
To fuck a taller girl standing up.
She went back and she was like, I let a tinier man inside of me. Yeah. He said I felt squishy.
I went to America and I made, what did they, welcome in smoking like a mistaken? horrible mistake.
Terrible regret.
I brought back from New York a coffee mug, a shirt, and a boatload of regret.
Yeah, right. The customs inspectors in Denmark are like looking in her pussy. They're like, we really can't let you back in.
Yeah, you're not still in there like spider webs.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm in her pussy.
Hi. I had a lot of fun.
Can
in
I
here.
Have some more chocolates,
it's like
please?
When Bart brings a bullfrog. Yeah.
Give me some more waffles.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, dude. I'm gonna lead the fucking resistance. I don't care what you say, dude. I'm sorry.
There won't be any resistance.
You'll have to die by my hand. Dude.
You'll be killed. You'll be
I don't
killed
want it to be anybody else, man.
Yes.
I'm gonna look in your eyes. I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry. I'll kiss you on the lips and then
goodbye, my sweet.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my prince.
What's the intense Catholic stream? Deus Vault or whatever.
I have no idea what you're talking.
They have
about.
Like some like the guys.
I don't,
that, like,
I don't know. You say these things and it's been pointed out a million times.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're
I
the
know.
Only
I
one that knows
take,
what
but
you're
I,
talking
I really,
about.
I don't.
What is the and you put it on me to say, like, I don't know
smart.
What the fuck
you're
talking about.
You're a worldly guy. You read a lot of Wikipedia.
No, I've just, again, tried healthy chocolates
oh,
and
God,
had unprotected sex.
Yeah, bust nuts up in bitches from Denmark.
It smells like fart in the sock. We were
you did.
We're sharing
farted,
a microphone.
I farted earlier.
Yeah, you guys are fucking John Carter, June Carter, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
We're back to back right now.
Yeah. I'm on heroin.
Yeah, and you're leaving your family. Yeah.
Your fucking church ass family.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit cunt, and I'm a little bit, I have a dick.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well done. You're back, Nick. You're making fun of me.
I've been
it feels
back.
Good.
Feel good to be back?
Mm-hmm.
I like Nick said he was making progress. He was like, yeah, I'm a bad person, but I'm fine with it now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Step it was. Into it. I don't know. It's weird that your brain can just get fucked up and be like.
Have morals?
For a second there. God, what an awful 3 weeks.
Terrible, right? Terrible.
Suddenly was aware of the consequences of all my actions.
Gross, isn't it?
It's fucking horrifying. Yeah. Thank God they just fucking gave me pills to make it go.
They go, what if we tell
you.
Back
to sleep, baby.
Go back to your nice dream.
Go to bed, sweetheart.
Yes. Take this pill. You'll be all right.
We're going to tuck you in.
Let's take the fucking handcuffs off.
Yeah.
Good night, clock. Good night, Nick.
Good night, lithium.
Oh, fuck. Oh, damn.
So, you know, Westchester, expensive-ass suburb. But imagine it was called Breastchester.
Okay.
Even more expensive. Yes.
Oh, dude, if you named it after titties.
Breaster.
Oh.
I was saying, I guess I never announced my diagnosis from the doctor. And I don't want to talk about this shit too much because I don't want to, like, harp on it or, like, change my branding. But in case
change my branding.
Well, I don't want to become, like, a mental health guy. But, like, if you're out there and you have, like, a similar thing and you're looking for somebody to relate to, like, now you know, in the media, there is a guy that also has PTBD, which is post-traumatic breast disorder. The doctor said, I fucked a titty too big.
Oh, dude, he goes, did you titty fuck recently?
I titty fucked too big a titty, and now I got trauma.
Because visibility is important.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And the psychiatrist goes, well, what happened is, when your penis disappeared into those sweet big titties, you lost your way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize you got to thrust a couple more times and you'll see the head of your dick.
That's right. That's right.
And then it leaves you all
the
way through.
You got scared your dick was
so
gone.
So light at the end of the
you don't have boob- object permanence. You're like, where'd my dick go?
You thought the boobies ate your dick. You go, boobies ate my dick.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when I'm sitting there watching my fucking buddies die face down in those big ass tits. It's like, for what? Just some titty milk?
Some titty milk? Just to come on them?
Make the president's dad happy?
Ew.
You know?
No.
For what? Dude?
For what?
Mm-hmm. What is it good for?
Nothing.
War.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Except fucking up 2 weeks of your life. Mm.
It's so funny how, like, people can diagnose themselves with PTSD over, like, anything now. There was, like, well, never mind.
No.
People could say it for, like, baldness and stuff.
Yeah, they go, yeah.
I mean, hold on. Give it a say. I mean, it's something.
Do you have PTSD from baldness?
I don't know. I just cut my hair short, Dan. I just kind of like the style, you know? Like,
you
could, man.
You got enough
back.
Hair. You could grow that shit out.
Dude, how dare you, motherfuckers? I know what you're trying to do here. You fucking assholes are trying to gas me up so I come through with this stringy ass fucking comb over and I'm the object of even more ridicule. I cannot survive that hairstyle.
Yeah, you can.
I'm telling you, because you've been locked up in your apartment for 3 weeks.
No, dog. Honestly, if you lost weight, the hair is probably hidden underneath your scalp.
Interesting.
Oh, dude, if you lost weight and all of a sudden you had a full head of hair.
Dude, last episode we were talking about how I'm about to fucking get the Brian fucking Urlacher hair treatment, dude. That motherfucker looks good. Have you seen him recently?
Bring up Brian Urlacher.
Bro, oh my God, he's got a beautiful head of hair.
So he looks, I mean, LeBron did it a couple times.
Yeah, but LeBron, you can tell with LeBron. Yeah, it's tough. Black hair is still a mystery to white scientists.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do it. We've been in the laboratory.
If I were black and I was going bald, I'd just get a tattoo of a haircut. Mm,
yes.
You're like, man, you're always lined up.
Yeah.
You're like,
Dude, look at this boy. Yeah.
It looks like a toupee.
No, don't say that.
Let me see the show.
There's a scientist.
Dude, he looks like a dork.
Come on, man.
He's like the most badass middle
aisle. He's a scientist, and he leans up from a microscope, and he's like, you see, the problem is they trying to do a follicle transplant. But with black folk, you need to do a fellicle transplant. You know, it's a different kind of...
He's white hair. Follicle.
Once you focus on the science of fellicles, the fellicality of the situation...
All you got to do is you got to look at these fellicles.
Hold on a second. Yes? No, I'll be home at 6 o'clock. Sorry, that was my daughter, fellicality. What I was saying is...
Yeah. These fellicles is going to grow when you yell at them. Don't grow your ass. You better grow your ass.
Right.
I think Brian Urlacher looks like a dork, dude.
He looks... Listen, I'm not saying it's a good style move. I'm just saying hair is possible, man. All right?
You could spend like $10,000 and get a real deal.
I'll do that. I will do
that. Would
you? At some point in my life, I think so.
No. I'm saying just become a wigs guy. You switch it up every day.
Yeah.
Wigs is not a bad idea. Because I feel
What would be your first wig?
I've been thinking about a fucking curly mullet for so long, dude. Just like a fucking in his prime Diego Maradona.
Yeah.
Wet mullet, curly. You know, we were talking about it around.
What would be ideal if you could get your brain put in a robot or in a computer or whatever. And I kind of landed on, it would be nice to Agent Smith people.
Uh-huh. Oh, just jump in their body?
If I wasn't really here, but I mean, I could just like...
Yes.
You were conscious, fucking turn into somebody else.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, for any situation.
And it erases them. And then
they're erased forever?
They're erased forever.
You can't go back in? You can't leave and then...
I know. Once I leave, they're done.
They're dead.
They're dead.
Well, that's too much.
That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with.
Airbnb,
check this out. Check this out. I'm in my apartment.
I'm listening.
I remember all of a sudden the Kirkland brand cookies.
Yes.
But I don't have a Costco membership.
Got it.
I transport into the body of someone at the Costco in Rego Park or wherever it is.
Yeah.
Get the cookies.
It's right here. It's Long Island City.
Just go ahead and eat them in the store. Well, then I accidentally go to Rego Park first. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, I got to go back up here. That guy's dead.
You kill a hot dog vendor in Rego Park.
This guy, by the way, is picking up an abundance of toilet paper for his family.
Just fucking dead. Dead in the middle of the street.
Gone.
Police have no interest in solving the crime.
None whatsoever. Good riddance.
His family has to assume it was some sort of gang reprisal and they identified the wrong man.
Yes.
Even though there's no bullet holes or any indication,
there's no
his
body.
Brain is melted. It's just melted and leaking out.
I see
out
what you mean. So he's bleeding out the ears.
Yeah, his brain matter is melting out of his skull.
They think it's plutonium from KGB.
They have no fucking idea.
Yep.
So it's Russians trying to attack a journalist.
At all times.
Yeah. Anyways, then I'm in Costco.
Boom.
Eat the cookies right there in the aisle, and they're like, "Ma'am, what are you doing? You can't just eat those."
Ma'am,
cookies.
And when they go to shake her, and you're finishing the last cookie,
yeah, it just drops dead. I transport out, and then I'm back in my apartment. I've eaten the cookies. None of the caloric reprisal.
I love that
because I'm not actually
gaining
weight. It's someone else's fucking body.
You know what you don't give you credit to? You know what you don't get enough credit about?
Thinking
is you're bad, but you're bad. But you make sure you treat your body right.
And that's right.
Yeah. And I think that's really, you know what? Yeah, a lot of villains, they get real fat.
Of course.
They get lazy. That's why they always have canes.
Yeah.
You?
That's why they end up alone, dude.
Goddamn right.
It's not because they're bad people. It's because they don't put the effort in to stay hot.
Put the effort in. Yeah. And people like hot people.
You can either
good.
You can either be good or hot.
Yeah. What do you want to be?
You can't be ugly and bad.
Nah, no. You can. Figure it out.
Ugly and
you
bad?
Be charming.
No. They'll see through you every time, Stavros.
No, they will not.
All those women will leave you.
No, they will not.
You will never keep somebody.
I don't know about through him, but.
Yeah.
How does being fat make it harder to see through me, dude?
Because you take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
No.
You're thick.
Okay, fine. Fuck you. You know what? I don't like the turn this fucking episode is taking.
Okay? I am so sorry.
I will be able to get women to love me, okay? I'm doing work on myself in therapy.
Yeah. You'll do the first 6 months, you know, it's all...
I'm not taking mental health advice from you, Mullen.
It's not mental health advice.
You were chewing a fucking electric cord 3 days ago.
It's not mental health advice. It's the truth.
Funny what he was doing. That was very.
What were you? What were you doing?
I lost it, dude. I went nuts.
I came over.
Well,
don't make fun of me.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
He was having a hard time.
No, I really just snapped.
Snapped?
Yeah.
For like a week?
No, not a week. It just like built. I get these like obsessive thoughts, and I couldn't like get them out of my fucking head.
Yeah.
Just about dumb bullshit.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg working out in his gym, U.S. Army.
Yeah. Right, and then I would like I had to like, you know, you like, want to externalize them so you can like process.
Yeah.
Them. And then I'm just like, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, I just need to see a doctor or whatever. And then it's like, you know, I have to see a doc, and you like just get like stuck on this shit.
You were doing a Jeff Goldblum kind of thing where you're like, I want,
my head was just like moving so fast that I couldn't like stop and like form sentences and shit. And then it was just weird. It got weird.
No,
whatever,
I mean,
we're all going to be all right, dude. We're all going to be fine, even though we're bad and fat and whatever, and you know, bald. There's going to be.
Dude, you're going to heal up. You're going to lose weight. You're going to be bad and hot.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dan.
But Nick's going to be the head cardinal in the Catholic Church.
That's true, and you'll have me killed.
Adam's going to be in ISIS and just wondering what happened to the band.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. I have a new band now.
And I'll be leading the Army of the Tall.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right. It's gonna be Fox and the Hound.
In the future,
don't say that. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, you just made me so sad. Don't say Fox and the Hound. I hate where that story goes.
Yeah,
they're all friends, right. Goddammit.
Why was that a children's
movie? I do not.
Why was that a children's movie?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what it does. If it makes me feel like that.
That was like my favorite movie as a
kid.
Oh,
I loved it.
You just watch it over and over again. You're like, this is what life's about.
Yeah. And you're like,
you grow to hate everything you held dear.
As a child, how do you not fucking start smoking cigarettes after watching that? You're like, well, what's the point then?
Yeah. But you got to go, right, buddy? You got to go get even more motherfucking famous.
I got to go get that boat money.
He's got to go fucking ride a boat, get his dick sucked. fucking Starbird.
Lead the army of the tall.
Thanks a lot, Dan. It's really nice to have someone over 6 foot on the pod.
Hey, man, I just let you guys know, Nick, it'll be nice to draft you into the army. You'll obviously bridge the army of the tall with Catholicism. Yeah. That's why you're here.
No, I should be killed at some point. I'll contribute what I can.
But okay.
My awful genes should be eradicated.
Will you tell
this
me?
This is where Hitler went wrong. All of his other ideas were great.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up.
No, hold on. He wasn't wrong.
I want to hear him out. Let's hear him out.
He went wrong by having a girlfriend,
uh-huh,
you know, and thinking that he would be a part of the world he was trying to create.
God, you know
who
you're
didn't,
not.
You know who fucking didn't do that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He had the right answer. We're going to create this weird system to manipulate the Jews and eradicate them.
Again, just real garage band.
And then we're going to martyr me. So that people know it's real.
He got a little pussy before he died, though, right?
Did you buy into the theory that he was like Mary Magdalene was like a fag hag? He was just like a gay guy. You know, okay, sorry. No, never mind.
I don't know. That was a theory.
That's a good. I like that because it's 12 guys.
Did you hear this? This guy's trying to call Jesus a homosexual.
I can't be on a podcast with this.
Yeah.
I got to sign off.
Sorry. This one's over. But
we can't do that, dude.
Anyway,
that's the note you want to end on. We had a nice thing there saying Hitler was right. And then you have to come in.
I'm going to go muck it up.
Jesus Christ, a homosexual.
All right.
Mark Wahlberg will never do the podcast now.
Wait, I just listened to a back issue.
Yeah, I was going to do Cumptown. I thought it would be good for my career.
I got it booked. Yeah. I want to promote the new Transformers.
And then I found out that Aaron called Jesus a homosexual.
What is this? I don't like this Aaron guy.
That fucking Vietnamese kid.
That fucking Vietnamese kid Aaron.
Always falling into K-holes.
He goes, I'll tell you this. If I was on that podcast, that conversation wouldn't have gone that way. I would have changed it.
All right, guys. Go watch all of Dan's shit. DanSutter.com. This is coming out today. We're going to the fucking we're at Auto Bar.
We're in Baltimore today.
We're in Baltimore today, so come to the show. I am going to be in Charlottesville on the 17th, and then back in Baltimore 18th doing a show/gallery opening with my little brother with his artwork at Spendin Brewing Company, and then I'm in Philly, the Good Comedy Theater. So please come out to those, buy tickets, stavi.biz. And then also, me and the boys will be doing a live pod in Cleveland on the 2nd, and then in Boston on the 3rd. Go to stavi.biz, stavby.biz. I got links for everything, and then I'm also in Fairfield, Connecticut on the 7th. And then more shows coming up, guys. Thank you so much. Huh? There is no Funny Moms on the 13th tomorrow. There is no Funny Moms because of some traveling issues with all of us. But we were back on the 27th. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Big Dick Danny for doing it. Bye.